The 3rd of September, it's happening, Brady, at the Ville, the Dance for Daniel. This was a massive event when it happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, huge.
Now, if you don't know the story, Daniel Morecambe was 13 years old when he was abducted from the bus stop. And his parents, Bruce and Denise, are doing an amazing job with the Daniel Morecambe Foundation to help protect kids from these types of situations. Denise, this happened so many years ago now. Is it still hard for you to talk about?
It's it'll be 18 years in December. It's still hard to talk about it, but you can't sit in a chair and cry all day. That's why we started the foundation and do our best to help other kids so they're safe, safe when they're out and about. But these days, it's a lot of online safety that we do. We've got to help the kids with a lot of things that are happening online. There's so many predators out there.
Yeah, it's a whole new world, I guess. A lot's changed over those years. Like you said, it's something that we weren't prepared for at all.
No, that's right. I mean, the kids these days, they're on social media. They're playing different games. They could be on different apps. And the parents don't realise that with these games and the apps, they're actually talking to a lot of people, but they don't know. A lot of predators have found a way to get to our kids, on these different apps that they're playing with. So the parents need to be aware and the kids need to be aware.
So for people that buy tickets and come along to the Dance for Daniel, what sort of things will this money be going to specifically?
Well, in Child Protection Week this year, which is the 2 days after the dance starts, we'll be putting out two new videos for Australia's Biggest Child Safety Lesson. One of them's going to be an animated sort of cartoon type one, and that's for children of age 4 to 7, and we've got another for the age group up to about 12, 13 years old. So we sort of try and cover the most kids in primary school and secondary school. Recently, we just put out three new videos for our Safe Bedrooms campaign, and that's a whole program to help parents and carers learn what the kids are doing online. We've got lots of different safety tips, fact sheets and things. And we've also got our Day for Daniel, which is the last Friday of October. And that's currently about the biggest child safety awareness day in Australia. So all those funds help us do that. And we also help victims of crime. We help children with counselling. We help children who have been sexually or physically abused. So the money doesn't get wasted and we make it go a long way.
Well, Denise, you do an incredible job. The Dance for Daniel, there's going to be live music, prizes, a comedian, all sorts of stuff happening. Do you actually get to come up to Townsville for the event?
Yeah, Bruce and I will be there, hopefully with no lockdown.
That's the thing, isn't it, at the moment? Well, Denise, thank you. And if anyone wants all the details to come along to the Dance for Daniel, star1063.com.au is where to go.